This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special Recombination Wrestling episode of the BCP. Very, very excited, and quite frankly, it's long overdue to talk with this man. He is the head honcho and owner of BCW, ahead of his event, Queen of the North 3. I believe that is January 21st in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Tickets are available. Please welcome to the show our good friend, Mr. Anthony Cole. Anthony, a pause track on the beach. What's up, bro?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm not as good as you, man. You look pretty comfy there on that sandy beach, palm trees, living it up, man.
You know, just hanging out, getting things ready. You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
thanks for having me. How's everything with you?
Long overdue, man. You know what? It's just kind of great to see, we were trying to do like these drive-in shows. We were doing these outdoor shows, limited capacity. It's good to see everything just kind of opening back up and things get back to a little bit the closest new normal, whatever we want to call it. Right now, for the most part, everyone's healthy. So that's good. How about you? How are you? How's the family? Like, this has been a crazy year with this pandemic era, we're calling it now, especially for wrestling too, man. How have you been?
I've been good, man. You know, the pandemic slowed down a lot of stuff, but overall, health-wise, family's good. Everybody's good. So I can't complain.
That's it. That's the most important thing. That's what I want to hear. But that being said, let's get to the shameless promo because we're all about it here on the BCP. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about a Queen of the North 3. I believe that is January 21st. I can't wait for that one. I was talking to you about this a little because I have heard of this. I know some of the competitors. You've mentioned some stuff online already. Let's talk about Queen of the North 3. I asked you a little bit off air. Is this kind of a tournament setting, but it's a little different? What do you got going on for Queen of the North Part 3? What can you give us?
It's a tournament setting. Not the entire show is going to revolve around a tournament, but there are going to be three matches. The winners of those three matches will compete in a triple threat match. The winner of that match gets a choice. They either get to face the champion, the women's champion, or they get entered into the new tournament to crown my new champion, the Grand Dragon Champion.
I like that. Options. So that's very cool. I like something a little different like that where you have choices. That's amazing, Mr. Cole. And I wanted to ask you this, man. You talk about the event coming up. I see Marina Shafir is going to be on the show. I am hyped for that one. I see you guys mentioning the current reigning and defending. I got to get this right. I'll get in trouble. BCW World Heavyweight Champion. I see him coming in a limo at some of your shows, Mr. Darius.
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Darius Carter, hashtag always a heel. This guy is the champ. Will he be in the building for that one?
Oh, he'll definitely be in the building. The world's richest prize, wrestling's richest prize. He's definitely got to be in the building. Oh, yeah, he's ready for this one, too.
That's amazing. That's interesting. And real quick, let's get the shameless promo out of the way. We'll do it at the end of the show, too. Where can people get tickets? Follow you guys on socials, all that good stuff.
You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Recombination Wrestling. And you can get tickets by calling 347-446-5142 or go to eventbrite.com.
Love it. Yeah, guys, get those tickets. Ridgefield Park always has some great wrestling. I've been to a couple BCW shows already. It was fantastic. And I have to thank you for this, sir, because you did put on a BCW show during, you know, some of the hardest times we faced in our lifetime during this pandemic, man. It was hard to have wrestling in some capacity. And you guys actually had it, I believe, at the All Out Watch Along, which was fantastic just to get out there with my friends and some of my family, mask up, even though we get outside. It was good to watch All Out. We also had some wrestling. We saw JTG take on Darius Carter, man. So how did that come about? Because that had to be a tough decision. It was so hard for everyone to navigate these times. But like they say, the show must go on, man. And you made it happen. How did that come about?
The show must go on, man. You know, we faced some adversity. But as I was reaching out to people, people were reaching back. And they were like, listen, if you want to do it, let's do it. So, you know, we just got together. Everybody put their minds together. And we made it happen.
That was a great day. And shameless promo, BCP, we sponsored the Riley versus Vanity match.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was great. Obviously, me and Riley.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, no, of course. We were just happy. Like, again, like you could even see that we were just happy to be a part of wrestling in some form or fashion moving forward. You know, just to kind of have the table there, kind of do some interviews, kind of hang out and see what BCW was all about, man. So it was great. And you guys went the extra mile, like the limo. There was like a pit fight before the All Out pay per view, or it was after the All Out pay per view. So that was great. And now you guys have this great event coming up. But I think I did hear you guys mention this on Shot of Wrestling. I could be wrong. You guys, because the way the world is, you guys decide to kind of pull back, hit the brakes, maybe reboot, reset. What was kind of your mindset there?
Well, you know what? In order for us to grow, we can't continue to do the same thing that we've always done.
That's it.
So with the pandemic, it was just, you know, a great time to reset, rebuild the team, and then move forward. There's a lot of different things that we're going to do, and you'll see it throughout the years. BCW continues to bring you amazing shows. So this year, 2022, it's going to be explosive.
I can't wait. I cannot wait, sir. It's going to be amazing. Now, talking a little bit more about this tournament, can you get – now, again, I know certain things are, you know, not announced yet. I'm not looking for exclusives. I'm not that kind of reporter. I'm not the hard hitting or anything. Can you give us anything? Can you give us any hints like who we should expect in this tournament or what's going on? Can you give us anything? you don't have to. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh no, it's fine. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna say the names.
Okay.
But what I can guarantee you is this.
Okay.
You're gonna see some new faces. And you're going to be like, wow, where did BCW find her at? Wow, I like this girl. We need to see more of her. So there's definitely going to be some new faces. We revamped the entire roster. You know, we're looking for nothing but the best. And I think with what you're going to see at Queen of the North, you'll say to yourself, he was right. Nothing but the best.
I love that. No, that's amazing. I love seeing new people. I saw some new people this weekend that I've never seen before. And it was just amazing. Like, I love seeing some of these kids that are really hungry, super athletic. You know, I play basketball and my knees hurt, man. Like, it's amazing to see these, it's amazing to see these up and comers doing all these flips and crazy things. It's awesome to hear. So I'm very excited to check out. This is our first Queen of the North, so I'm excited to check this out. I also want to talk about kind of your crew a little bit. Obviously, very close relationship with Shot of Wrestling, guys. That's how I got in touch with you, but also AJ Pan, who I've been working with over the past couple months. Tell us a little bit about your boys, your crew, and kind of that BCW family.
Oh man, the BCW family, it's been growing. You know, AJ is my booker. I got Mark Schwann handling some of the social. Jimmy J, he is my event coordinator. I mean, BCW is just going to be, I'm amazed at the stuff that's coming up. We're bringing back Curtain Call. We're going to be doing more watch parties. And you know what? I'm going to give you an exclusive. You want an exclusive?
I do want an exclusive, please. BCP exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. What do you got for us?
Well, right now, as you know, Bree Combination Entertainment is my parent company. We do hip hop, we do poetry. Now we've entered into the wrestling space. And this summer, June 18th, we are actually going to be getting into the full combat sports space.
You serious?
Yes, sir. Not only will we be doing wrestling, but we'll be doing kickboxing, MMA, and boxing itself. And I've actually been training. Today makes day 42 that I've been training straight in a row, and I'm going to lead by example. Not only, like I said, we'll be doing wrestling, but we're going to be expanding. So I look forward to the company growing, and I look forward to you being a part of it as well.
I look forward to it, too, and I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much. And I want to get to know you a little bit more, Mr. Cole. I want to talk to you about how you got your start, not necessarily in the business, maybe as a fan coming up. Did you watch with your family? Like, who were your guys that you watched on TV, or was it nothing like that at all?
I enjoyed wrestling as a kid. You know, my favorite wrestler was Andre the Giant.
Nice.
And I loved wrestling as a kid. But then, you know, as I got older, I kind of shied away from it for a little while. But then I had so many friends that were wrestlers, and I didn't even know they were wrestlers. So one day they came to me, and they're like, "Ant, listen, we need a company that we can start from the ground up, build it, and then make it into something where everybody can come, opportunities abound, and we know that the leader of this is somebody that we can trust. And they gave me the pitch, and I was like, you know what? And let me tell you something. This call came to me at about 3:30 in the morning. I'm asleep. My guys are calling me, and they're like, let's start a wrestling company. And I'm like, fellas, oh, yeah, hi, what's going on right now? Like, why are you calling me at 3:30 in the morning? But then I told my team, like, don't ever be afraid to pitch an idea. We won't be able to use every single idea, but the ones that make sense, let's do it. And they gave me the pitch, and they said to me, they're like, don't you like the way they sound? BCW, BCW, BCW. And at that moment, I was hooked. That phone call was probably early January 2016, and we did our first show March 2016. So it was a no-brainer, man, and we've been here ever since.
This is probably going over my head. What's the name stem from, the Bree Combination Wrestling?
Well, Bree Combination Wrestling, my daughter, when she was about 14 years old, came to me and she said, Dad, I want to start a company. So I said, well, if you come to me with a name and an idea for the company, I'll definitely help you grow it and build it, and we'll make it into whatever you want it to be. So about a year went by, and I hadn't heard anything from her. And then right before her 16th birthday, she came to me and she said, Dad, I got it. I'm like, what you got? Right? I didn't know what she was talking about. She's like, I got the name of my company. I know what I want to do. And this is the breakdown. So the Bree is because my daughter's name is Brittany. So we call her Bree for short. So that's the first part of the Bree. And then the combination stems from us just putting everything together. Originally, it was a clothing company. My daughter is an awesome designer.
Really?
Yeah. And actually, you know what? I'm going to brag about my daughter a little
bit. We're all about the shameless promo. Please.
Right. She's finishing up her master's degree right now for costume design and film. And she has two IMDb credits. So I'm very proud of her. You know, she took this idea when she was 14 and she developed it. And I love helping her with the process. You know, like right now she is the head designer for a couple of plays and she has to put together the budgets and try to raise money from sponsors. And we work hand in hand and I show her how to do it. And actually my daughter's gotten so smart. She's teaching me stuff now. So it's amazing.
That is literally the best answer you could have given to that question. That's amazing. Kind of, you strike me as like a family first kind of guy, which is the way I like to be as well, man. That's amazing to hear. And it's a solid name too. Like it flows. Like I'm like a pre-combinated, like that sounds legit. You know what I mean? So that's really good. But it comes from the heart and it comes from the family. That's amazing. And maybe she'll be just designing some wrestling gear. So you said she does fashion and stuff like that too.
That's
hashtag point. Wrestling fashion. That's what we do here on the
DC. Hashtag wrestling fashion. That's right.
That's it. I think you got some fashion over there too. Is it's always tricky with the wrestling. I always ask everyone this because this is my first year. I'm doing the podcast for a while, a lot of local music, a lot of wrestling and whatnot, but this is my first year behind the curtain, commentary, backstage interviewers, social media content, all that kind of thing. And it's fun, man. I'm very grateful for the opportunities, but I'm still very new and learning. And my family's very supportive. I don't think they necessarily get it. Yeah, you know what I mean? does your family like kind of get like the wrestling thing? I always ask everybody this.
You know what?
Exactly. Yeah. Say no more. Yeah.
When I told them that I was going to do wrestling, they all looked at me like, are you crazy? They like, you have no experience. You're not a wrestler. You don't know anybody. You were starting yourself out in a hole. I'm like, yeah, but isn't that part of the challenge? Like, if it was easy, everybody would do it, you know? So, yeah, they gave me some slack, but you know what? They be at every wrestling show, so I'm happy about that.
There you go. That's it. Man, yeah. We do it because we love it, and it's pageantry, it's fashion, it's storytelling, it's athleticism. It's a lot of fun, and my favorite part is just going there and seeing everybody. That's my favorite part, especially during these rough couple years. For sure, they have definitely put, at the end of the day, like we always say, hashtag smiles on faces. That's what it's all about. Unless Darius Carter comes out, then everyone, boo, nah, I kid. I'm going to get in so much trouble for that. I shouldn't have said that. I'll avoid Darius on the 21st of January. I'm gonna stay away from him, trying to stay on his good side if he even has one. But I digress. I got to ask you this one because I ask everyone this one, Mr. Cole. Obviously, very successful with BCW. You have a strong following. You have a solid roster, too. I really enjoy the people that you bring in. What are the goals moving forward? Is it to, get to streaming, get to, to be one of the top indie promotions? Because we see a lot of these national companies that are pulling a lot from certain of these independent promotions. What are the goals for you personally moving forward?
Same thing. I want to grow the company to become not just a local company, New York, New Jersey, but I want to be international. You know, I want to build this company as big as we can get it. Like my main goal, you know, and I was thinking about this today. My main goal is to give people jobs. You know, I want to be able to have a company that's designed for the underdog. Give the underdog that opportunity because I'm the underdog. You know, I've always been the underdog, you know, and through perseverance and consistency, you can accomplish whatever you set out to do. I mean, just think about me in the wrestling industry. Like I said, I didn't know anybody. When people were like, Bree Combination, they're like, what the heck is that? But, you know, 5 years later, now everybody is like, hey, Bree Combination, listen, I'm going to that show. You got to follow Bree Combination. You got to watch them. So, you know, it was just a very nice progression from going to who is that to how can we get in touch with him? You know, so it's been great. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and you guys put on a great show. Like I mentioned, you guys always go the extra mile, so I'm sure you have some tricks up your sleeves, no doubt in my mind, for the 21st, man. That's awesome to hear. I always ask a lot of the promoters this because I feel like, and I get it, like it's sometimes the product, current product on TV is hard to watch, and that's with all fairness to financial reasons and everyone going through this pandemic, to be completely fair. Do you try to keep up with the current product right now? I mean, real life obviously comes first. Is that something you keep your eye on, or is there anyone like that you see on the current product that you really keep your eye on or anything like that on TV?
There's a few people. I was watching some of the stuff today, and I'm just like, I see a few people that I got my eye on, some people that I would definitely like to see in BCW.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. It stinks that people, you know, obviously get released and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, there is opportunity out there, as we've seen. And obviously, I love, you know, and this is the silver lining. I hate to see anyone lose their job, but I'd love to see people come on the indies and all that kind of stuff. So that's definitely, that's amazing to hear. So I always like to ask one non-wrestling question. So I'll throw it out here like this. Are you, a lot of the wrestlers we talk to are big gamers. Are you a gamer? Are you a musician? Are you a sports guy? Like outside of wrestling, like what's your thing? Do you collect something? Like what is your thing?
Oh man. You know what? This is the first time I've been asked this question, and really? I'm gonna answer it honestly. I am all of the above.
Really?
I love music. I play the piano. I tried to learn how to play the guitar, but I just couldn't get it. And then
it's a tough one to learn yourself.
Yeah.
Guitar is one of the harder ones.
Piano. And you know what I collect? You know what I'm a big fan of?
What?
I'm almost ashamed to say this, but I love Dragon Ball Z. I have awesome. Every episode, every character, everything in the vault where if you go in there, you'll be like, is this Funimation? Is this Funimation? Like, I am a Dragon Ball Z fanatic. And that's last awesome. But not least, I'm a gamer as well.
Yes, my guy.
I'm a gamer. Like, right now, I'm big into Destiny. I'm big into Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah. You know,
but my favorite, two games that I think were just my top two games, God of War, which I think every release of God of War has been phenomenal.
Always a classic.
And you know what else I like? It's not available anymore. It's only on PS3. SSX Tricky. That's a snowboarding game. And okay. I used to kill that game.
That was your game, huh? That's cool.
That was my game. Because you know what? You could bet in that game, right? You could bet who wins the races. And I figured out all the, like, you know, like the hidden spots, mm-hmm. how to grind the rail, how to go super fast. So I would be winning. I'd be betting, like, it's just game money. You know, I bet like $1 million and I win. But then when you win, the other character, they throw a tantrum, like, you know, and the tantrum always made me crack up. So that game was pretty good.
That's awesome.
I've actually never told that to anybody.
No, I always like to, you know, because like we do all these podcasts and we, you know, we do a lot of, like, we just had a band on the other day. Like, I like to support local businesses and local bands and stuff. That's where I came up in the local band scene. And I was like, just to ask like a non-wrestling question, man. So that's awesome to hear. In fact, yeah. I think I was talking to Barton last Saturday, Chris Barton, I believe who you know.
Yeah.
Is Barton on this? I'm trying to think.
Barton is one of my champions.
That's what I was going to say. I think I saw him on
Dominic
the
DeNiro. They that's are the it. First ever BCW tag team champions. First ever.
That's amazing. I like Barton. Good dude. I was talking to him. He's saying the new Guardians of the Galaxy game is very good. So I'm going to pick it up just because he recommended it. Waiting for that Black Friday sale, of course. They'll get the good discounts. But I digress, man. All right, back to wrestling. I could talk video games all day. Let's talk about this one, sir. I always pay attention to, you know, I always try to look at it from a promoter perspective and see what people do differently. Do people kind of have, like, their guys and change it up every once in a while? Do people just have their guys and keep it the same and maybe bring in, like, the one, you know, the one former WWE guy, the one legend, the one AEW guy, whatever it may or may not be, Impact, whatever it is. I see with you, you seem to have a core, but like you mentioned earlier, we're going to see some new faces, maybe some up-and-comers from the sounds of it. What's kind of your philosophy when you have, when you talk about your roster? Is it, I have my core guys and we're going to build around it. We're always going to have up and comers. Or is it, I like to stick more to like the meat and potatoes and have my guys. Like, what's kind of your philosophy?
It's a combination of both. You know, a lot of these guys started with me back in 2016. They've showed me a lot of loyalty. So that's where I build my core roster at. And then as we put the storylines together, it's like I'll bring in some new faces, some new challenges. But I like to keep my core guys intact and then build around them.
Love that. That's a great answer. I think that's the right way to do it too. I'll ask you this. You can play favorites a little bit. You don't have to. You could be politically correct for your roster right here, whatever you want to say. But I know a lot of your roster and there's a lot of talent there. And there's a lot of people that I would love to see more eyes on them. There's a lot of people I would love to see on AEW Dark and signed to AEW, signed to Impact, whatever it is. And there's a lot of people on your roster that have it, not just in the ring, but outside of the ring. Who are some of your people? You can play favorites a little bit. Who are some of the people on the roster that you're just like beyond obviously proud of, but you think that can go to that next level?
Oh, wow. Wow. Good question.
Just say everybody and then you'll be good. No.
Right. Give it the generic answer. You know what? Yeah, there are a few people that stand out that I say, you know what? If they keep at it, they'll definitely get to the big leagues. And you know what? One person in particular, not to take anything away from everyone else.
Yeah, of course.
Darius Carter, man. I have to say, Darius Carter, he definitely promotes. You know, he's always on social media. He does his thing. And I think that with him, there's a lot of eyes on him. You know, there's eyes on everybody on the roster right now. But I think if I had to pick someone that I'd say stands out, it would be Darius. Not to take anything away from anybody else. Vanity is great. Yes. Dom and Chris are great. You know, Riley Shepard, I love her. She's absolutely awesome. The gladiator of the geeks. You know, everybody is great. But like I said, if I had to pick one, it would be him.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. You know, Riley, obviously, great as well. A little bit of an attitude change. I don't want to get into that too much with Riley. We kind of have
our own stuff.
Me and Riley, like, I don't know. We used to be real cool, but, well, you know, it's wrestling. That's how wrestling is sometimes.
That
and
is.
If anything, I'll give you this. She is motivated. She just won the Goddess's title on Saturday. She is motivated, getting those shinies.
She's on fire.
He's on fire right now. You can't deny that. That's amazing. But you must be very proud. And Mr. Cole, I do want to be respectful of your time. I thank you so much for coming on live from your beach there. But once again, all about that shameless promo. Let's tell them about the ticket links, Let's tell them about the social media and what sets BCW apart.
What sets BCW apart is that we are the fans' fan. You know, I know there's, so each fan has their own niche. You got the hardcore, you know, you got the all-female shows. Each fan has its own niche. But my fan, I want it to be the fans' fan. I want it to be the place where you can come see a wrestler who is wrestling their first match, or you can see a wrestler who's wrestling their thousandth match. You know, if the fans ask for it, we want to provide it. We want to have a place where the fans will say, you know what? This is guaranteed to be a good show because I had a part in booking it. You know, that's what sets us apart from each other. You know, a place where not only the wrestlers can call home, but the fans can call home as well.
Yeah. Wow. You knocked that one out of the park. That's a great answer. I did want to get that in there, but again, hit them with the, how to get tickets, I should say, and hit them with these socials real quick. One last time. We're all about
social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Bree Combination Wrestling. Tickets are available on eventbrite.com, or you can call 347-446-5142 and get your tickets right there. Yes, sir.
Love it. Mr. Cole, thank you so much for opening up, telling your story. I love the story behind the name, all that great stuff, man. Thank you for putting on shows and entertaining us during one of the toughest times we've definitely seen in our lifetime, for sure. And I'm very appreciative of that. Thank you for employing a lot of our friends, and thank you for giving us some entertainment January 21st. Again, Queen of the North 3. Can't wait. The BCP boys will be in the building. And Mr. Cole, thank you for your time. Continued success moving forward, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Keep up the good job.
We're not worthy. And like I always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
Peace.